हरे कृष्णा माता जी, प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय हम्बल ऑबेसेंसेस ऑल गुरु शिष्य प्रभुपाद एंड गुरु महाराज. दिस इज वृंदा फ्रॉम बाल्टीमोर.
हरे कृष्ण वृंदा माता जी, धन्यवाद प्रणाम शिल प्रभात की जय, गुरु महाराज की जय. थैंक यू सो मच माता जी फॉर ज्वाइनिंग एंड गिविंग योर असिस्टेंस. हरे कृष्ण.
हरे कृष्ण माता जी, प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय हम्बल ऑबेसेंसेस ऑल ग्लोरीज टू शिल प्रभुपाद एंड गुरु महाराज. दिस इज साध्वी राधा देवी दासी. हरे कृष्णा.
हरे कृष्ण साध्वी राधा माता जी, धन्यवाद प्रणाम शिल प्रभात की जय, गुरु महाराज की जय. थैंक यू सो मच माता जी फॉर ज्वाइनिंग एंड गिविंग योर असिस्टेंस. हरे कृष्ण.
हरे कृष्ण माता जी, धन्यवाद प्रणाम.
हरे कृष्ण. आई वेलकम एवरीवन टू भक्ति संगा जेबा कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल. टुडे वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव हर ग्रेस कीर्तिदा सुंदरी माता जी टू एनलाइटन अस ऑन टॉपिक श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत अंत्य लीला 1.8 वर्स ऑनवर्ड्स. हरे कृष्ण कीर्तिदा सुंदरी माता जी, दंडवत प्रणाम शिल प्रभात की जय, गुरु महाराज की जय. थैंक यू सो मच माता जी फॉर ज्वाइनिंग एंड गिविंग योर वैल्यूबल एसोसिएशन एंड टाइम दिस मॉर्निंग. वी आर वेरी वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव यू ऑन द कॉल. प्लीज टेक ओवर द कॉल माता जी.
हरे कृष्णा. Thank you so much, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji. And thank you for everyone for joining today mid-morning session. Thank you for all of your wonderful association. So let's start. Is my voice audible?
Very nicely, yes.
Okay. Thank you. जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद. So we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, entitled, Chapter 1, entitled Rupa Goswami's Second Meeting with the Lord. And today we'll start with text number 8, which is Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Acharya and all glories to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Om Ajnanate Virandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Charu Swami Niti Namine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatate Shatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Guruve Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. So thank you all so much for all of you for joining, for all your wonderful association. And yes, we have already started Antya Leela. And I really seek blessings and prayers and wishes from each and every one of you so that I may speak something relevant from this subject matter. This is a really very high subject matter, definitely not befitting for a person like me, but pretty sure that with all of your blessings and prayers would be able to do a little bit justice to, you know, these verses. So I really bow down to each and every one of you to please shower all your blessings and prayers. Vancha kalpa tirubhascha kripa sindhu vaiva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela. So let's see actually a little bit of background and then probably, you know, we'll go into the verses. So, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita actually is divided into three sections, which are called leelas. And we all know the literal meaning of the leelas is pastimes. So we have Adi Leela, the early period, Madhya Leela, the middle period, and Antya Leela, the final period. And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, actually, in the first 12 chapters of Adi Leela, he proves that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is identical to Lord Sri Krishna. And then he explains that how he descends, you know, to grant all the fallen souls, to basically liberate all the fallen souls of this, you know, degraded age, and to give them pure love of Godhead. Of course, by propagating Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. And he also, you know, in those chapters, he also gave the external and the internal reasons for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance in the world. And then in the remaining portion of Adi Leela, that is from chapter 13 to 17, he briefly recounts that how Mahaprabhu's divine birth was there and how his life, you know, went through until he accepted the renounce order of life, like up till he accepted initiation from his spiritual master, Ishwarapuri. And then we came to Madhya Leela. The Madhya Leela actually was the longest, you know, it's the longest narration where Kaviraj Goswami narrates in detail about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's extensive and eventful travels, which is throughout the India, as a sannyasi, as a teacher, as a philosopher. And during these 6 years, so actually Madhya Leela is only for 6 years. So during those 6 years, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave his teachings to his principal disciples, and we all went through, right? The three main aspects of Chaitanya Charitamrita is Sanatan Shiksha, and then there is a Samvad, there is a dialogue between Ramananda Rai and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So basically all these comes in Madhya Leela. And also in Madhya Leela, there are, you know, the wonderful Rath Yatra pastimes has also been described. The Rath Yatra pastimes in Jagannath Puri, that has also been described in Madhya Leela. So we all covered it with all of your wonderful association, and of course in the association of all the wonderful speakers. So just by their help and their, you know, support, we were able to complete the whole Adi Leela and Madhya Leela. And now we have come to Antya Leela. So Antya Leela, that is now what we have started. Actually, it concerns about the last 18 years of Mahaprabhu's manifest presence, you know, and where he spent his time in semi-seclusion. So why Prabhupada mentions it's at semi-seclusion? Because he was not extensively traveling now throughout the world. He did it, but now it was a semi-seclusion kind of thing because he was still associating with his near and dear disciples, his more, you know, intimate associates he was associating. It's not that he just confined himself in one room. He stayed at one place in Jagannath Puri in the house of Kashi Mishra, but still he was associating with his intimate associates. And during these final years, as Sri Kaviraj Goswami, he describes that Sri Krishna Chaitanya, actually, he got deeper and deeper into trance of his spiritual ecstasy. And that we'll all cover in Antya Leela. So now let's see where we ended Madhya Leela. So we all know that after meeting to the residents of Varanasi and making them into wonderful devotees, actually then Mahaprabhu, he left for Jagannath Puri. You all remember, right? There we left. And then Sanatan Goswami, on the instructions, on the request of Mahaprabhu, then he went to Vrindavan. And how he went to Vrindavan? While following the village roads, the main city roads, you know, he followed, because now Mahaprabhu said, now no need to get, you know, afraid of all those people who are searching for you, because he left from that jail, right? We all know the pastime. So now, and that time when he was coming from Bengal to Varanasi, he actually followed the secluded roads where nobody could recognize him. But now Mahaprabhu told him to go to Vrindavan and follow the normal village roads. No need to get afraid from anybody. Now you have already accepted the renounced order. So he went. And on the other hand, his younger brother Rupa Goswami, you know, we all saw that how he met Subuddhi Roy in Vrindavan. And when he came to know that his elder brother Sanatan Goswami is coming to Vrindavan. So Rupa Goswami, along with his younger brother Anupama, he actually traveled. He said that, okay, I'll go on the opposite side and Sanatan Goswami is coming to Vrindavan. So probably in between we'll meet each other. But actually that didn't happen. Why? Because Sanatan Goswami took the village route and while Rupa Goswami, he came along the riverside, along the sides of River Ganga. And finally, they were not able to meet, but Rupa Goswami, he ended coming to Varanasi. And there, you know, he heard how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu converted all the people there, all the Mayavadis into devotees, and he was very happy. But he came to know that Mahaprabhu has left for Jagannath Puri. So just, you know, when he came to know that Mahaprabhu has left for Puri, he also started to walk towards Bengal, and eventually he decided to come to Puri to meet Mahaprabhu. So this was the context, you know, just to set up a stage on where we left Madhya Leela and from where now we are proceeding towards Antya Leela. So yesterday in the class, we learned that how Kaviraj Goswami Pad, he offers his obeisances by reciting the pranam mantras to Shishi Radha Madan Mohan, who is the Sambandha deities, and Shishi Radha Govinda Dev, who is our Abhidya deities, and then finally to Shishi Radha Gopinaji, who are our Prayojana deities. So actually our Gaudiya Siddhanta actually revolves around this Sambandha, Abhidya and Prayojana Tattva. This Siddhanta is actually upon this Sambandha, right? About how to know Krishna, that who is Krishna, who are we, why are we here? And then Abhidya, okay, now I know who is Krishna. So now what should be my activities so that I can establish that relationship much more deeper and stronger with my Supreme Lord? And finally, the Prayojana, that is how I can achieve the ultimate goal of life. Right, so Sambandha is Krishna, so it's Krishna Sambandha, and Abhidaya is Bhakti, so Bhakti Abhidaya, because it's only through the process of devotional service that we'll come to know about Sri Krishna. And then finally, what is Prayojana is Prema, so Prema Prayojana. So we have Krishna Sambandha, Bhakti Abhidaya, and Prayojana, Prema Prayojana, as our main goal in our Gaudiya Siddhanta. Anyways, we all covered that. And then, you know, he paid his obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Nityananda Prabhu, to Advaita Acharya, and to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he started describing about the last pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Antya Leela. So this is just to set up an example that how whenever we give class or whenever we say something about Krishna or Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, we should think that it's not me who is speaking, rather I'm just the medium. Everything is coming from my spiritual masters and of course from the blessings and mercy of our deities. So we should offer respectful obeisances to them and then move forward. So Kaviraj Goswami Pad is saying that I have now briefly described, I have briefly described this Antya Leela within Madhya Leela, because we all know that about, you know, these few pastimes of Antya Leela, we have seen a kind of a synopsis in Madhya Leela also. The reason why he did, because Kaviraj Goswami Pad was actually 95 years old when he started writing this Chaitanya Charitamrita by the mercy of Shishi Radha Madan Mohan and of course by the blessings of all the Vaishnavas. So he was afraid that due to his old age, he might not be able to complete all the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially the Antelila. And therefore, you know, he decided that let me just give a synopsis of Antelila in Madhya Lila, and that's what he did. And following in the footsteps of Kaviraj Goswami Pad, our dear Srila Prabhupada also gave the summary study of the 10th canto, we all know, in the form of Krishna book, because he doesn't want anyone to be bereft of the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the 10th canto. So therefore, even Srila Prabhupada followed his footsteps and he gave the synopsis of the whole 10th canto in a separate book, which is Krishna book. But, you know, fortunately, Kaviraj Goswami was able to complete Antelila, and unfortunately, our dear Srila Prabhupada was not able to cover the whole of the 10th canto. Anyways, now Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami started narrating in detail that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri, at that time Sarup Damodar Goswami came to know, and he immediately sent the news of Lord's arrival to all the devotees of Bengal. And so along with Mother Sachi and with the devotees of Bengal, and of course the devotees of Kulin Gram and Advaita Acharya, they all felt very joyful and they all started their journey to Jagannath Puri to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Acharya, along with the devotees of Kulin Gram, they first came to meet Shivananda Sen, who arranged for their journey and provided all kind of residential quarters for everyone. So he also actually supplied food for all the devotees and took care of them along the whole way from Bengal to Puri. So actually every year, you know, that was given in Madhya Lila, that actually every year when the devotees from Kulin Gram used to come to Jagannath Puri during that Rath Yatra festival, Shivananda Sen actually used to take care of them throughout their journey. And from Bengal to Jagannath Puri, and he would personally bore all the expenses also for their journey and provide them all kind of food and, you know, some residential quarters also. So that was his service. So let's see a little bit background of Shivananda Sen. We all have read it in Madhya Lila by the mercy, and we are grateful to Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami because he have already mentioned about Shivananda Sen. But just a quick recap, you know, we can, it's always better. So Shivananda Sen, you know, he had three sons, Chaitanya Das, Ram Das and Paramananda Sen. And the last son, Paramananda Sen, he later became Kavi Karnapura, who actually wrote Gaur Ganot Desha Deepika, which describes the identities of the prominent associates and followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Krishna Leela. So this book gives actually the definitive guide who is who in Mahaprabhu's Leela and Krishna Leela. So the all associates who were present in Krishna Leela, they all came in Mahaprabhu's Leela. So who is who, that a definitive guide is being given in this Gaur Ganosha Deepika. And then in his book, he wrote in there only he book in the in that book he wrote and he gave the identity of his own father. And there he wrote that the two gopis of Vrindavan named Veera and Duti, so they combined together to become his father, Shivananda Sen. So actually all the three sons, Chaitanya Das, Ram Das and Paramananda Sen, they all were actually very heroic devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Das, who was the eldest son of Shivananda Sen, he also wrote a commentary of Krishna Karnamrita, which was later translated by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So anyways, now coming back to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So while going to Jagannath Puri, there was a dog who started following all these devotees. So Shivananda Sen allowed the dog to go with him. And then he supplied it food to eat and he maintained it. But one day when all the devotees were crossing the river, one Orissan boatman, he refused to get the dog in the boat. And he said, no, I'm not going to take the dog. Definitely not. And Shivananda Sen was very unhappy. And he thought that the dog had to stay back. So, you know, he was so concerned about that dog that he paid the boatman 10 pana of conchs just so that the dog can board the boat and be able to cross the river. And there in that verse, this is actually the verse number 11. This is actually the verse number 19 where Prabhupada, he gives the whole purport, and he gives that how, what does this pana means, and you know, because Shivanand's saying he gave 10 pana of conscience. So Prabhupada explains that what is actually one pana. So formerly in India, there was no paper currency, and the currency used was just the coins made up of gold, silver and copper. And there was one paisa, which was again subdivided into smaller conch shells, that is known as kadi. You know, in Hindi, we say kadi. In Bengal also, they say kadi to the small, small pieces of small conch shells, you know. We also call that sippi, because when you go to any beach, you find some small, small conch shells. So they were used as currency in those days. So he mentioned that... so that one paisa was actually divided into, was further subdivided into small conch shells, and that was known as kadi. And one pana is actually 80 such kadis, 80 such conch shells. And Shivananda Sen paid 10 panas. So you know, he paid 80 into 100, which is 800 kadis, 800 small conch shells, just for the dog to board the boat. And Prabhupada is mentioning that in those days, one paisa was so enough that could feed the whole of the family. So like all the vegetables, you know, that see, Prabhupada, I'll read from the purport. He says that with one paisa in those days, one could purchase sufficient vegetables to provide for the whole family. So that was the currency of those days. And like just one paisa could do so much. But here Shivananda saying, you know, he paid 80 kadis, that is 800, sorry, 8, 10 pana, 8, sorry, he paid 10 panas, that is 800 kadis, just for the dog to board the boat. And then Shivanand Sen actually really loved the dog so much that he spent his all hard-earned money just on a stray dog, because Vaishnavas are para dukkha dukhi. He knew that if the dog associates, you know, with the Vaishnavas, and then he will be definitely greatly benefit. The dog will get a chance to move with the devotees, to hear the holy name, to accept the remnants. And in this way, it will be purified. And at least, you know, in the next life, he may get a human form of life. So that was the mentality, that was the idea of Shivanand Sen, behind which he spent his hard-earned money just so that the dog can come with along with them and finally meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So actually a loving devotee of the Lord, he actually wants to help and give Krishna to everyone and everything, you know, they come in contact to. So they are Pandita Samadarshina, as Bhagavad Gita says, because they see Paramatma in each and every living entity. They don't discriminate between the species, whether it's a dog or an animal or any insect or any ant. Or it's maybe a trees, you know, because, you know, in those days when devotees were going out for book distribution, going out for Sankirtan, at that time, you know, once what happened, that devotees went out for Sankirtan and, you know, they came after half an hour, and Prabhupada said, why you came so early? And they said, oh, Prabhupada, there were no one there. So Prabhupada said, why, can't you see the trees? You know, we read this in Prabhupada Lilamrita, and then Prabhupada says, can't you see the trees? Can't you see those plants? Can't you see those insects? So they all are living entities. They all have Krishna in them. So you would have chanted for them. So that was, you know, how on the level on which Prabhupada was, that he wants to liberate everybody. So they are these, you know, such devotees are Pandita Samadarshina. They see Paramatma in each and every living entity's heart. So anyways, finally, they all were able to cross the river. And then one day, Shivananda Sen, he came to know, he was actually detained by the Orison Brahman near the boat. So he told one of his servants to take care of the dog. But then, you know, that servant, he forgot to give the dog its cooked rice. And the dog didn't get the food and, you know, the dog actually disappeared also. So when Shivananda Sen came back and he came to know what had happened, he became very unhappy. He sent 10 of his men to go in search of the dog. And all men, they actually went in all the directions, but they all just returned without any success. They were not able to find the dog. And Shivananda Sen became very upset. Actually, he fasted whole night, you know, that day. That night he fasted because he was very upset and very unhappy. And in the morning, they again actually looked for the dog, but nowhere the dog was to be found. And all the Vaishnavas were quite astonished as to where the dog has went. And then Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport that somehow or other, Shivananda Sen, he became attached to the dog. Now, when I read that, immediately, you know, when I was reading, I could make a kind of comparison between the attachment of Shivananda Sen with the dog to the attachment of Bharat Maharaj with the deer. So there is actually a huge difference between, you know, the Shivananda Sen's attachment to the dog and Bharat Maharaj's attachment to the deer. Because Prabhupada writes in the purport that Shivananda Sen, he became attached to the dog. So therefore, you know, the kind of a bell rang in my mind that, you know, actually, yes, Bharat Maharaj was also attached to the dog or to the deer. But there was a huge difference. Shivananda Sen's attachment to the dog was on the level to liberate the dog from his dog life and at least to get a human life, you know, just while being in the association of devotees. While Bharat Maharaj's attachment to deer was on the level of maintaining and taking care of the deer. See, both were paradukhadukhi. Even Shivananda Sen, you know, when the dog was not allowed to be on the boat, even he felt unhappy. It was a paradukhadukhi. And even Bharat Maharaj was a paradukhadukhi because when he saw that the mother deer has left the body, even he was quite, quite despondent to, you know, to feel that how now the baby deer will take care. But his attachment, actually, Bharat Maharaj's attachment was on the level of maintaining and taking care of the deer in the deer body itself. And, you know, just, you know, even at the point of leaving his body, he was lamenting now that who will take care of the deer? So that's a, you know, a slight difference between the consciousness of Shivananda Sen and Bharat Maharaj, because he was lamenting while leaving his body. Bharat Maharaj was lamenting while leaving his body that now who will take care of the deer, and therefore his consciousness was stuck on the deer and he got a next life as a deer body. But here in case of Shivananda Sen, yes, he was quite unhappy, and you know, we know that how he even fasted the whole night, and in the morning also he sent for some of his disciples to find the dog. But still, you know, he didn't lament it further. He moved on for his actual ultimate goal, because their ultimate goal, Shivananda Sen and all the disciples, was to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he didn't lament it there. That, oh, now the life is finished. I couldn't find the dog. What will happen to the dog? Where he would have been? Will he get any kind of food? After all, that dog was a stray dog, right? So, and Krishna, he takes care of every living entity, right? So that was the mood of Shivananda Sen. And so he didn't lament it further. Yes, he was unhappy, but still they all actually moved further to Jagannath Puri and to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here actually comes the lesson for all of our devotees to understand that yes, when grief strikes us, yes, the lamentation is there. Definitely, there is a kind of lamentation. There is kind of some depression. There is kind of some tension, some kind of anxiety. But we should all move on. The life doesn't stop there, right? Like we see the example of even Arjuna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. You know, the war, he went on for 18 years and Arjuna actually lost his own son Abhimanyu. So he lamented, Definitely he lamented. He shed a lot of his tears also, and he was not able to take up that grief that how his son Abhimanyu at such a young age, you know, he has to leave his body and in such an unfaithful way. But still, Arjuna, you know, his lamentation doesn't stop there. You know, he moved on. He moved on. The next day, again, he went on with his bow and arrow, with a new enthusiasm to fight the battle. So that's how we have to learn that, yes, whenever some grief strikes us, lamentation is there. But the real meaning of lamentation is that, yes, grief is there, but the work has to be done. So we should move forward. We should not think that, okay, now this sorrow has come up to me, so now this is the end of the world. No, that should not be the mood. Anyway, finally moving forward, all the devotees, they went and to Puri. They came to Jagannath Puri, and all the devotees met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They took darshan of Lord Jagannath together and had lunch also together with Sri Mahaprabhu. And then the Lord actually provided all the devotees with the residential quarters. And the next morning, all the devotees came to see the Lord again. Now, when all the devotees came to the place, you know, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, and they came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what they saw was they saw the same dog sitting little apart from the Lord. And there they saw that Mahaprabhu was himself, with his own lotus hands, was throwing some remnants of green coconut pulp to the dog. So smilingly, Mahaprabhu was saying to the dog, chant the holy names of Rama, Krishna and Hari. And to the great astonishment of all the devotees, the dog was eating the green coconut pulp and was chanting Krishna, Krishna. So the dog was also chanting, you know, again and again, the dog was chanting Krishna, Krishna. And seeing the dog chanting the name of Krishna, Shivanand Sen, you know, out of great humility and gratefulness, you know, he immediately offered his obeisances to the dog just to, you know, counteract the unknowing offenses, you know, that might have been committed towards that dog. So that's how, see the mood, you know, that's why it is said that, you know, Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam tells us that, yes, you have to surrender unto Krishna. Sarvadharman Paritejya Mam Ekam Sharanam Raj. But how to do it, how to really get that mood of surrender is being taught by Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's why it is said that it's a PhD level. You know, we really cannot comprehend the mood of the devotees in Chaitanya Leela. That's why it is a PhD level course. It's a very high level course. We really have to come on to some prominent level where we can understand the mood of all the devotees. So here Shivanand Sen, out of great humility and gratefulness, he paid obeisances to the dog. So anyways, the next day, again, the dog was not able to see. Nobody was able to find the dog the next day. And, you know, actually, Kaviraj Goswami writes that the dog obtained his spiritual body, his Siddha Deha, and departed to Vaikuntha Lok, to the spiritual kingdom. So Prabhupada writes in his purport that this is the result of sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra kul. Lava matra, even a moment of association. Lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. So association of sadhus, you know, here, you know, we should try to understand that it's not just about the devotees. Yes, association of devotees do help us, you know, in growing in our spiritual path. But actually the association of sadhus is what is, you know, to be emphasized on. That's what is being emphasized by Rupa Goswami also in his Nectar of Devotion, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that we should associate with the sadhus, those sadhus who have actually realized, they have realized their sarupa and they have realized the ultimate goal of life. You know, so if we just associate with such sadhus, then definitely we'll perfect our life also. and eating, of course, the remnants of pure devotees. You know, one can get elevated even to Vaikuntha Loka, that how dog was eating the remnant of that green coconut pulp, and that too from the hand of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, such a fortunate dog. Anyway, and in this context, we also know the example of Narad Muni in Bhakti, in Srimad Bhagavatam, that how Narad Muni, he got the remnants of Bhakti Vedantas. And immediately, you know, just by getting those remnants from Bhakti Vedantas and of course serving them personally, even Narad Muni, he also finally got his Siddha Daya as Narada. And he could travel all over the worlds, in the material, in the spiritual world, just chanting and glorifying the name of the Lord. So Kaviraj Goswami also writes, Bhakta pada dhuli ar bhakta pada jal, bhakta bhukta avashesha dina mahabal, that the dust of the feet of a devotee, the water that has washed the feet of the devotee, and the remnants of the food that is left by the devotee are the three powerful substances. And we should not, you know, discriminate between all these three. They are equally potent when it comes to honoring that, and then when it comes to liberating our own self. So even, you know, when our spiritual master, they you know, when they come to our home and bless our home, we offer them a seat, we offer them a garland, and then we offer the foot bathing ceremony, right? We bathe the foot of the spiritual master. And that foot, actually, the foot bathing, when we do, that water should be honored by all the disciples without thinking any discrimination, because actually the water that has washed the lotus feet of a pure devotee can help us tremendously in our spiritual life. So we should honor that, you know, that water which has washed the lotus feet of the Lord. And of course, when the spiritual master come, we should take their dust also from their lotus feet. And when they honor the prasadam, the remnants that is left on the plate by any of the spiritual masters should also be taken. We should actually be greedy for all these, you know, because that's really going to help us tremendously in our spiritual growth. Then I'll just say one verse that is from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Actually, in Adi Leela, he said, Shri Chaitanya Padam Bhoja Madhupebhyo Namo Namaha Kanthanchit Acharadhyesham Swapi Tat Kandha Bhag Bhavet. What does it mean? He is actually paying obeisances. He's saying, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the bee-like devotees. Why bee-like? Because they always take the honey of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are so absorbed in the pastimes, in discussing the leelas, the pastimes, the form of Mahaprabhu, that, you know, they are basically tasting the honey, madhu pebhyo. They are taking the honey from the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, they are considered as a bee-like, right? So I offer my namo nama, I offer my respectful obeisances to such devotees. Then kanthanchit ascharyad yesham swapi tat gandha bhag bhavet. Then he says that even a doggish non-devotee, when he actually somehow takes ashraya of such devotees, then what he does, even he enjoys the aroma of the lotus flower, which is coming, which is the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here, Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Shwapi Tat. Shwapi means a doggish non-devotee. Even that doggish non-devotee, when it somehow takes shelter, takes ashraya of such devotees who are already tasting the honey that is coming from the lotus feet of Krishna, then definitely such doggish mentality devotees will also get an opportunity to enjoy the aroma of the lotus flower. So Prabhupada, actually, in that verse, he writes in his purport that how a dog actually, a dog can never become a devotee at any time. That's what Prabhupada writes. And the dog doesn't actually, why? Because see the mood of a dog. The dog actually being in a dog body, he doesn't even discriminate between a regular plant or a tulsi plant. If the dog has to pass urine, then he can pass that urine even on the tulsi plant because he doesn't have that intelligence to discriminate between a tulsi plant and a normal plant. So therefore, Prabhupada writes that a dog at any time, it cannot become a devotee. But therefore the dog is actually, he's a number one non-devotee. That's what Prabhupada's right. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement is so glorious, it's so strong that even a dog-like non-devotee can gradually become a devotee in the association of a devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So just like how we saw a stray dog, you know, when he came in contact with Shivananda Sen and finally came in contact with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was liberated. So even Prabhupada is saying those dog-like mentality, the we jivas, those jivas who are having a dog-like mentality, even they can become devotees, provided they come in the association of the devotees and they follow their instructions, they chant the holy names, they take Krishna Prasadam, then definitely their dog-like mentality will go away. And finally, even they can come onto the level of becoming the pure devotees of the Lord. So then finally, in the words, actually I covered a lot of verses because it was again just a storyline. So finally on, I stopped actually. Just 1 minute. Yeah, so I stopped at verse number 33. Where Kaviraj Goswami says that these are such transcendental pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he even delivered a dog simply by inducing that dog to chant the Mahamantra, the name of Krishna. So these are such wonderful pastimes and many more to come in Antya Leela. It's so beautiful. I know it's a high subject matter, but you believe me or not, yesterday when I was preparing for the class, you know, actually, I did till here because I want to complete the whole pastime, doesn't want to stop in between. So I want to cover the whole pastime. And I did it till here. But next, you know, it comes how Rupa Goswami, you know, finally came to Jagannath Puri and he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that was altogether a different subject matter. And I was quite sure that I'll not do it because I'll want to cover just the one topic for today. But it was so sweet that I keep on reading. And you know, it was, I don't know how come, but I felt so happy in reading Antya Leela that I actually read entire chapter. So it was so blissful. So this Antya Leela is really sweet and I really request each and every one of you to please, as far as possible, join the sessions. If you are not able to join because of some of the other engagements or some other services, then please make a point to even hear the recordings because that's going to tremendously help us. Because these pastimes, they are not the ordinary pastimes. After all, they are the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is non-different from Krishna and is in the mood of Srimati Radharani. That is very important. And Kaviraj Goswami, just see, at the age of 95, you know, I just can't imagine that what I will be, whether I'll first of all reach at the age of 95, and even if I, would I be able to write or think, and you know, I don't know what my senses will go, where they'll go, whether they'll be in the proper working situation or not. So right now we are in this, you know, we have this full advantage. We should be grateful that all our senses are working properly. We can hear, we can read, we can memorize. So let's take the best opportunity of all this and we should try to hear more of Krishna Katha. So I'll stop here. Thank you all so much for all your blissful association. It's because of all of your association that I am able to relish Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita much more than what I used to do when I just read it on my own. So thank you all so much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna.
I was thinking throughout the class that there is so much happiness and joy radiating. And at the end, you mentioned that actually you were actually feeling so happy as you were reading. I mean, literally see the happiness radiating as you were speaking. And it was filling our hearts also with joy. I was feeling really, really happy throughout this class. It made me so blissful. And thank you so much. I mean, it was just radiating so nicely. Thank you. It is so nice. The entire pastime, the way it has been narrated and the beautiful, beautiful realizations within each of these. At every point, there was a very lovely realization that you shared. It was wonderful, Mataji. Very, 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 very wonderful. Very happy class. Really feeling so happy. Thank you so much. And I just had two questions, maybe because of my, there were some noises and I just, not in the call, but outside at home, and I couldn't hear correctly. So I just wanted some clarification. One is Paramananda Das was probably one of the sons of Ravi Karanapur, or rather he was brother.
So I mentioned, first of all, thank you so much, Preeti Vilasni Madhuri. I'll just say that because I've always been saying this and I'll repeat it, that through your instructions comes the empowerment. So as whenever you say to speak something on either Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita or Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, the empowerment comes. I could feel it. And so therefore, whatever bliss that you have seen in me is actually comes from you. So thank you so much for always encouraging and giving this opportunity. Yes, in the class, I was mentioning that actually Shivanand Sen has three sons, Chaitanya Das, Ram Das, and then Paramananda Sen. So Paramananda Sen was the youngest son of Shivananda Sen. And Paramananda Sen was later came to known as Kavi Karanpura, who wrote Gorganodeshatimika.
Ah, makes sense. Okay. Yeah, that's the part I missed. Thank you so much. And really, all glories to our Guru Vargas. The empowerment definitely comes from them. Yes. And the other question, the other thing that I... dogish mentality, Mataji, exactly how does it apply to human beings? Like, what are the characteristics in humans when we do certain things that we equated to dogish mentality?
See, if you compare a dog, then dog doesn't have any discrimination because, yes, the dog doesn't have any intelligence. But if we see the materialistic people, what are they doing? They are also eating, sleeping, mating and defending just like other animals. But the example that Prabhupada gave in the purport is about the passing of the urine to the tulsi plant, because the dog doesn't have this power to discriminate that what is the difference between a normal plant and a tulsi plant. And truly speaking, I have seen a lot of materialistic people, though they are born from that Indian background, they know about this culture, but still they'll not even take care of tulsi leaves. They don't bother, you know, whether the tulsi is outside in the you know, ice cold weather, to bring in and to protect the tulsi devi. They don't consider tulsi as a plant or as a devotee, so they don't feel any difference. For them, it's a regular plant, you know. So this is what a dogish mentality is. That's what Prabhupada says. But otherwise, you know, Prabhupada has time and again compared the human form of life as duipad pashu, if they don't have any inclinations towards their spiritual life. We are actually duipad pashu if we don't consider, if we don't have that inquisitiveness about athato brahma jignasa, that who are we, why are we here, what is my relationship, who is the Supreme Lord. If we don't have these questions, then definitely we are having that animalistic life of way of life, which, as Kaviraj Goswami says, it's dogish mentality.
Thank you so much. Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. And this is Lakshmi. Sorry, Matajis, I have a very, very important call. I have to go, but I cannot go without talking to Mataji. So wonderful session, Mataji. So inspiring. The happiness was within me. And also when you said about the dog appearing near Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was so wonderful. We can feel it. So very thankful for the session, Mataji. And while you were explaining about how the dog was following the kirtan, the devotees, something came up in my mind. The dog, actually, when it sees the crowd of people, it runs away. but this dog followed them. But when we listen to some Krishna Kada and go and say to some people, humans, they run away. They say, don't talk this to me. So, like the difference, I cannot understand it, Mataji. Thank you so much for the session. Haribol.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Lakshmi Mataji, for all your association. And yes, you rightly said that even the dog runs away when we go and do some sankirtan. And similarly, as when we go for book distribution, people also smash their doors on us because they don't want to hear about Krishna Katha. Hare Krishna. Actually, I was on mute. Are you able to hear me now?
Yes, Mataji.
Yeah. So Lakshmi Mataji, I was just saying, actually, I just said everything. But as you said that how the dog runs away when we do a sankirtan, and similarly, when we see that how, when we go for a book distribution, people, they literally smash the doors on the face of us because they don't want to hear about Krishna Katha. That is what doggish mentality is, because they are so much involved into their sense gratification, into their materialistic way of life, that they don't bother even just to hear about Krishna. So that is what doggish mentality is. But thank you, Lakshmi Mataji, for all your auspicious presence every day, in morning and evening, in this mid-morning sessions. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji. It's because of all the devotees and their blessings I've been possible to attend these sessions. So thank you so much, Mataji, and all the Matajis. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. Wonderful, wonderful, Mataji. You are, as Prithvi Vilasini Mataji said, you are really vibrating. It is like the all effulgence seen on your face. And you could really feel that you enjoyed the session. And the most important part is how important is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Though it is a post-graduate level study, but that really builds up the... I think that really builds up the Krishna consciousness by knowing Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. And I just had Krishna Dhan Prabhu had started with Madhya Leela, Adi Leela. And then he had, because of that, I could just read a little bit of it. And I know there is no enough time always. When you start reading, you never know what time you're reading, and you start reading it in so much of depth. And I think in the first class of Antalila, I told Adhikadhar Prabhu also, the way he has sung it always, so that gives it more pleasure to read it. And this, when you were talking about the dog's pastime, I remembered in the Leelamrita when we were reading about the temple president who had the dog, and it was just amazing, all those things also came up. Thank you, Mataji. You explained it so nicely, so comfortably, without any rush, without any... it was really very nice. Very nice, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sita Priti Mataji. Thank you so much for all your wonderful association.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Siddhida Sundari Mataji. Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Mataji, today... Every day, but today you are reading and explaining, and like Mataji, you are totally involved in the seva, Mataji. You yourself only enjoying to give on a class, Mataji. That much potency, and one by one, you step by step, you are explaining what is the importance of association of Vaishnava, the dust of Vaishnava. Just like Gurudev, when the senior Vaishnava come to our house, or Sila Gurudev come to our house, we wash the feet and we drink the water. So that is very nectarian, like Amruta. And Mataji, you explained about the dog story. So that is Mataji, dog mentality. When one Mataji recently questioned that some... In our house also, they said not to send video, not to send spiritual posts. So that I feel that somehow there is my mistake that I am not able to give a Krishna consciousness to my Prabhu. And Mataji, you are explaining so nicely about Jad Bharata and Shivananda, the difference between Jad Bharata and Shivananda, that Shivananda want that he goes to back to Godhead, that dog, and he's sitting nearby Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given a remaining to him. And Mataji, you explained so nicely about Shivananda's brother, I forgot the name, and after that he came as a Kavi Karnapurna. Mataji, there is a so nice class, Mataji, no words to your seva. But my question is, why people are not accepting Krishna consciousness, that they are ill, they are suffering, but still they are not able to accept the Krishna consciousness. Somewhere else, my fault that not able to give a Krishna consciousness to them.
Thank you so much, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. Hope you and your family are doing good. Yes, Mataji, as you said, that this is such an unfortunate situation that when we try to give Krishna consciousness to anybody, when we try to give actually this name of holy name of Krishna or some books to Krishna and want them to become Krishna conscious, they don't accept it wholeheartedly. And it's their arrogance, Mataji. It's what their ego comes in between, because they don't want to accept any higher authority. So it's their arrogance. But as being a devotee, we should keep trying. We should keep trying. You know, this is what we have learned from Srila Prabhupada. We read Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, right? How we saw that Prabhupada was serving each and every hippie. You know, see the level they were. They were so much always in intoxications. They were so much into illicit sex and meat eating. And when they used to come to Srila Prabhupada, actually, I don't know when I was reading. I was reading somewhere that Srila Prabhupada, you know, he was giving a class and all the hippies were sitting. And then Srila Prabhupada, he went to each and every one of them and he asked them, how you became a devotee, or how you came to this, what actually motivated you to come and sit in the class. And everybody said prasadam. Everybody said prasadam. So this is the level of Prabhupada was. He knew that this philosophy will definitely not convince them, because these people were not on that level. But through prasadam, and Prabhupada used to cook for each and every one of them. And after that, after giving class, he'll even wash their utensils. Such menial services Prabhupada did. For what? For whom? For his glorification? No. Does he want to become popular? No. Just for Krishna. He wants that everybody should be Krishna conscious, should get this mood of loving and reciprocating to Krishna. So in that mood, he served them. So yes, prasadam association, they play a vital role in the life of devotees for their spiritual progress. And we should not even consider them like, I was telling to one devotee, and she was also saying that, how will I tell my family to become Krishna conscious? I said, with philosophy, you cannot. But yes, through prasadam, you can. And she was quite hesitant. How come just by eating prasadam, the other person can become devotee? Yes, we should believe in this. It happened in the past, and it's happening nowadays. So many devotees. So why will not it happen in future? If we offer it with full love and devotion, if we pray to Krishna that, please empower everybody so that they can at least think about their spiritual life. And if we let that prasadam to a non-devotee to eat, it's my personal experience, that person will become a devotee. Yes, we should not keep a time bound for Krishna, because after all, that person also has its own karmic reactions. So, but slowly and gradually, if we have faith and if we keep praying, it will happen. We should not consider the potency of prasadam to be less. Right? So that's what, Mataji. Thank you so much for your ever wonderful question.
Hare Krishna Kritida Sundari Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. The glorious Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji. It's so nice. And then you always encourage to come in Chaitanya Charitamrita class. It is so inspiring, especially for me. I always get encouraged by you from the beginning to join this class. And again, you wanted all of us to continue this class. I really try to join Mataji. It's very nice because when we try to read the book, it will be not continue. You know, I was thinking to read and then I open the book and then after 10 days, 15 days, again, I'll go and read. You know, it will be not continue. But when we are with devotees, surely we can continue and finish the book. Almost we are finishing the book. So nice. Thank you for your encouragement, Mataji. And also, I have two questions, Mataji, regarding this class. Means you were mentioning in the class, Mataji, that our Guru Maharaj is, that is, when we wash their feet and then we sprinkle or we give, sometimes that we have a chance to drink that Charanamrita. I did a mistake because I didn't know that time. I heard we should not give to everyone that to drink the Guru Maharaj's Charanamrita. Means in what sense, Mataji? Because when we went to New Talawan and then we took one devotees, American devotees from our place, and then actually all drink the Charanamrita, and I thought he will also get mercy, you know. I mean, he's very, very new, an American devotee is his life. Even he was not following the four regulative principle. But he was very interested in Krishna, means his spiritual life and Christian. But he was chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And then later on, I found out, means we're not supposed to give Guru Maharaj's Charanamrita to everyone. So what is your answer, Mataji?
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Anjana Gopika Mataji. Actually, I really appreciate your sincerity and your mood of devotion, that how wonderfully you are conducting kids' sessions and helping them in memorizing, you know, the verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. So, glories to you, Mataji. giving Charanamrit of our spiritual master's lotus feet to everyone, actually, there is no harm, because your mood was so that the person can somehow get the remnants. And, so it's definitely not, I don't see that there is, that you should not have given. In some cases, I'll give you my example. 3, 4, 4 or 5 years back, I don't remember exactly the year, my Guru Maharaj came and to our home, and we offered him seed garland, and then we got this opportunity of to do this foot bathing ceremony. And I called quite a few devotees, especially from my Bhakti Vriksha, and they all came and they got the opportunity. And to all the Matajis and Prabhujis who came in couple, you know, I just told them that a husband can, you know, the wife actually can pour water and husband can massage the feet and, you know, offer the lotus flower petals or the rose flower petals, some flower petals. So it was going on. It was 5-6 couples were there and all the Matajis were putting water and the Prabhus were massaging the feet and washing. And finally, we wiped the feet with a towel and we did Guru Puja. So later, the water that was collected, you know, then Guru Maharaj actually had prasadam and, you know, the remnants were distributed. And we distributed that Charanamrita also to all. But there were two devotees who were a little hesitant in accepting. So what they did, they just took the water and they sprinkled on their head. Rather drinking, they just sprinkled. Because they were hesitant. To such people, those who are little hesitant, if you can feel, please avoid it. Because if you keep forcing them, keep preaching them that no, this is so auspicious, you should drink it, you know, then actually we are committing an offense towards Charanamrit. That should not happen. So in that case, please avoid it. But those who can readily accept, see, there are three kinds of people. Either the devotees who will accept it. There are ignorant who are on a neutral side. They don't know actually what to do. But they accept whatever you say. Of course you can give them. But yes, there are third kind of a devotee who are a little arrogant. You know, then please avoid. Please avoid those devotees. Don't try that, you know, through this they will get converted. Even I've seen quite a few devotees, they don't prefer even to take the remnants of the spiritual master. Means not their spiritual master, but generally, you know, they don't want to eat anybody's jhuta. So please, please avoid them, because that way we'll commit offense to prasadam or to the water. But so avoid in that case. But otherwise, if they are neutral and if they don't know, they are ignorant, and then if they can honor, then yes, why not? Let them honor. Like I gave you the example, those devotees, they just sprinkle on their head. Okay, fine. If it's at that time, I was not supposed to preach them, right? And I didn't do it. I didn't preach them, oh, please, please go ahead. You should drink it. At least a drop. No, if you are not comfortable, please don't do it. Because this is a different stage, you know, when one is, they might not be on the stage where they can accept such things. So in that case, avoid it. But otherwise, there is no harm. It can be distributed. Yes.
Yes, yes, Mataji, thank you for clarifying. Because always I had that doubt when I heard from that things, and then I immediately realized maybe I did a mistake. Thank you, Mataji.
No, yeah. Mataji, it's not a mistake as such, but I know one spiritual master. I'm sorry, I'll not take the name. But when I was serving that sannyasi in ISKCON, you know, he's a very well-known sannyasi, my humble and most humble obeisances to him. And, you know, I was actually at that time Brahman Dikshit. I got my second initiation, so I got the opportunity to cook for him, and I did it. But later, when his remnants, when the point came to distribute his remnants, he told me, make sure that only second initiated can honor this prasadam. This remnants of mine. Don't distribute it to everyone. So it was his orders. So I accepted it, and I made sure that only those who are second initiated can take his remnants. I didn't feel comfortable asking him why, but I just followed his instructions that he said, please don't distribute my prasadam to everybody. And I did it. But otherwise, Mataji, what I have learned in my Krishna consciousness, that we can give it to anybody, provided they are acceptable, you know, they accept it wholeheartedly, then yes, you can please distribute it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you, Mataji. That it makes sense also, means if they are little hesitate, we will not surely give them or sprinkle. Yeah, Mataji. And another thing, Mataji, you already mentioned that dog's mentality. Mm-hmm. And that the mood you were mentioning, it was really nice. Means how Bharat Maharaj and Sivananda Sena's mood. And especially I can feel, because, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already given this mercy to this, even dog's mentality people. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I feel myself, when we accept my mentality, as I feel I was no better than that dog, even lower than dog's mentality. But we are so eager to get that mercy, because it is a gradual process, Mataji, but it's so, so excited to take this mercy, you know, and we didn't realize how to act, how to deal, you know. Means how to we should this is not ordinary things. Means how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this and this mercy to dog, and he immediately accepted. But for our case, especially, it's very difficult, very far. Means it's very far, especially to get that mercy, Mataji. How you give the comment regarding this?
Yes, Mataji, you said it rightly that The dog could accept it, but we arrogant souls somehow don't accept that mercy and we question it because we have that intelligence. So yes, we should be a little innocent in that case. We should leave our so-called of dogish mentality and we should be humble enough to accept and we should be grateful enough. First of all, this gratefulness should be there. That Mahaprabhu, what he's giving and what is then further given to us by Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Vargas. So it's just not ordinary thing. It's their realizations. They have received it. They know the truth. Like Bhagavad Gita says, Jnanina Tattva Darshina. They know, they have seen the truth and they are giving us. So it's a realized knowledge that is coming. It's not something random, some, you know, other knowledge is coming to us that nobody has realized it and we are the one who are testing on these products. No, it's a realized knowledge that is coming. If it has worked for them, it will definitely work for us. It's just a matter of time that, you know, we are not getting the taste. But slowly, if we just stick on to this boat of ISKCON, then definitely Prabhupada, as the captain of that boat, as the captain of that ship, will definitely take us on to the other side of the shore. So that gratefulness should definitely be there. Thank you so much, Anjana Gopika Mataji, for all your wonderful questions.
Thank you, Mataji, for your association.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandat Pranam. Thank you so much for a nectarian class, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Vrinda Mataji.
Krishna Mataji. It's so nice to hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And thank you for encouraging us to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Like you said, like when we hear, you just feel like listening more and more and reading more and more. You're right. It's so nice. Yeah, and one more point I like, that association of devotees. It's so important. I mean, if you are in the correct association, I mean, that's the thing which keeps us going in Krishna consciousness, and the entire journey becomes very happy and peaceful. So I really like that point. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Vrinda Mataji. Thank you so much for your association. And yes, association of devotees. And trust me, this Bhakti Sangha is the right association. If we associate together, then definitely, because I have seen it myself, you know, before actually, I don't want to get into it, but this conference call, when I joined, it was in 2010 or 11. I don't remember exactly. It was a January time. When I joined this conference call, at that time it was onto the different name. And literally, I tell you, I started this joining this morning sessions. At that time, we were right in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in the morning. And we were almost in the third or fourth chapter. And in mid-morning, we were just doing signs of self-realization. So there I joined it, and you can see that in the morning we have almost on the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and in the mid-morning we did so many things, like we did nectar of instruction, we did Ishopanishad, we did Bhagavad Gita, then we did we did Shiksha Ashtakam, we did Brahma Samhita. So many things we covered in this morning, and finally now we are covering this Chaitanya Charitamrita, and that too we are in Antilila. So this way, you know, by regularly joining the conference calls, it will help us only. And it helped me. It helped me a lot. And, you know, we get to read, and we get a taste in reading, we get a taste in hearing. So all these, you know, processes of Shravanam, Kirtanam, it gets covered through this Bhakti Sangha. Because you get eager, okay, what all happened? Even if I miss the class, you know, I do make a point that I hear the recording. So that really helps.
Yes, true.
So we are on the right platform.
Thank you so much, Madhuri. Whatever you said, it's like, yeah, I can feel that, I can experience that now every day.
Yeah, thank you so much, Vrinda Mataji. Now we can recognize. Actually, I'm glad with the Zoom that I can see.
Yeah, and so good to see you, Mataji, face to face. So nice to see you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, Agosh, Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very, very beautiful class, Mataji. So nice to hear you and see you at the same time.
Now I'm forced to come because of the Zoom.
Yeah, and thank you, Mataji, for reminding the history of Bhakti Sangha, how we are all together from years and years doing. Hearing all these things. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shyama Gauri Mataji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna Kitida Sundari Mataji. Dhanavad Pranav. Mataji. Who muted me? Why you muted me, Mataji? Hare Krishna, Mataji. Very, very beautiful class. Very nice pastimes. When you are singing the first Jai Shri Krishna, your face was so smiling and like you were happy at that time. I could feel the happiness. And you said you finished reading the whole chapter. You can give tomorrow also class in that sense. Very beautiful, Mataji. Very, very beautiful. And the dogish mentality and dog pastime was so nice. And you were talking about Tulsi Maharani, that in India, people in India, I grown up, like, you know, Tulsi grows everywhere, actually, not only in the place where we do it for, as a puja, one plant is there, but you know, Mataji, everywhere it grows. And people, it's very difficult to take care also everywhere. And it is like, some people knowingly they do, some people unknowingly mistake they will do. So it's very hard, actually. Here at least we grow in certain place only, it doesn't grow everywhere. Yeah, that when you said, I could remember, we used to put there only our clothes and like our clothes, drying clothes, water used to fall. Like, you know, it's all used to happen. I remembered when you were telling about Tulsi Maharani, Mataji. After coming here, I am learning more about how to take care of Tulsi Maharani, especially after coming to ISKCON. Thank you, Mataji, for your beautiful, beautiful class. Very nice points and a very nice pastime. And when you compared about the deer of Bharat Maharaj taking care of deer and one the dog one, that like it was very nice. And but even Bharat Maharaj was also trying to like his mood was to save that dog, save the deer, not to give Krishna consciousness. What is that, Mataji? Exactly. What was his mood? Mainly focus in the Bhagavatam. What was the focus given over there in Bharat Maharaj story, Mataji?
Yeah. Thank you so much, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, for making such beautiful points. So what Bharat Maharaj was, his mood was that now if I leave my body, who will take care of this deer? So he was thinking himself to be the doer. Now who is taking care of other animals in the jungles? Who is taking care of all the trees, all the plants? Was he the one? No. So he got into the attachment on the bodily level that now when I leave this body, who will take care of this deer? So he was in that consciousness. You know, at least at the time of death, we should not even think like, you know, normally it is said that if Krishna comes to you right now and say, I'm taking you right now. So how many of us are thinking that, okay, Krishna come, let's go. Or maybe some of us are thinking, what will happen to this project? What will happen to my family? What will happen? So this is a test, right? So Bharat Maharaj, he was on to his deathbed, he was about to leave his body and he was thinking of the deer, that who will take care of the deer. Yes, he was paradukha dukhi, but it should not be on to an extent where you get so much attached that you keep thinking, because after all, we are not the doer. Even if today I leave my body, I should not take care that who will take care of my son, who will take care of my husband. Of course, who was taking care before and who will take care in future? Definitely it's Krishna. Right, so I'm just a medium. Yes, till the time I am here, it's my duty, it's my responsibility to take care of them. But the moment I know that I have to leave now, definitely Krishna will take care. They'll make their own arrangements. So that's how, like the example I was giving, that Shivanand Sen he was not able to find the dog. So he could also have lamented, oh, I'm not going to see Jagannath. I'm not going to Jagannath. I'm not going to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because I have to first find the dog, where the dog is, how will he eat, how will he survive. It was a stray dog. Previously also somebody was taking care of the dog, maybe Krishna himself, and in future also he'll take care. So he lamented, he was upset, he was unhappy, but then he moved on to his journey because his ultimate goal was to take all the devotees and to go to Jagannath Puri to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he did it. Right, he didn't stop there that, okay, I have to now lament for that dog. So that's the, you know, a subtle line difference. Both were paradukha dukhi, but both their level of consciousness was different. But definitely, you know, I'll just bring up this point that Bharat Maharaj was a pure devotee and he was put into that situation, not because he was into that consciousness, but just to teach people like us through that Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, he was made an instrument by Krishna. Just like we say that it's not that Arjuna who was into illusion, but he was put into illusion so that the Bhagavad Gita message can be given far and wide to the people like us. So he was just an instrument. Please don't take it otherwise. Bharat Maharaj was just used as an instrument. Otherwise, his consciousness was definitely, he was a pure devotee. Hope that helps, Mataji.
Yeah, Mataji, thank you so much. Thank you. Very, very beautiful things, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
And your next, your comment that you said about the Tulsi Devi, that how in India, especially in those favorable weathers, the Tulsi Maharani goes everywhere. And knowingly and unknowingly, people do make offenses. So unknowingly, I just can't say, I'm sorry, I'm not that on level. But knowingly, we should not commit any offense towards Tulsi Maharani. And even if it's growing everywhere in India, still, you know, we should take care of it. It's just said that in the Malaya Hills, it's all sandalwood. So a lady there, you know, she doesn't, she becomes so familiar with that sandalwood because she doesn't find any other wood. And so she uses the sandalwood even for the cooking. So that should not be the mood. Familiarity, too much of familiarity should not be there. If the Tulsi Maharani is going everywhere, it's not that just that we can neglect Tulsi Maharani. You know, we should value her presence.
Thank you, Mataji. Yes, Mataji, that will make, I'll make sure next time when I visit, and I will even inform my mom about this. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Is there anybody having any more questions? Please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Kirtita Sundari Mataji. Thank you so much. Such a beautiful class and so many realizations of your own and that you shared so that we can also learn. Thank you so much for that. Mataji, is there any one place where we can actually go to, you know, to know the do's and don'ts? This is what you do. Like you were talking about how to accept, honor Charanamrita, and same way, how we should take care of Tulsi Maharani. How we should accept the, you know, Mahaprasad of our Guru Vargas. All of those things, Mataji. Is there any document or any book that we could actually get to learn about, you know, what to do, what not to do? Because I know that I make so many mistakes because of ignorance. So how can I avoid that?
Yeah, thank you so much, Indu Mataji, for always encouraging. And thank you for your words. I don't know as such, but I just heard that Hari Bhakti Vilas states everything. But trust me, I haven't read through all those Hari Bhakti Vilas. And whatever I'm sharing is just because what I have learned personally in my journey to Krishna consciousness. So just through association of devotees, I learned. And so I'm just telling. But as such, yes, as far as I know, maybe others can know better if they have gone through. But I have not personally gone through any document. But yes, I heard that all these do's and don'ts, you know, they are mentioned in Hari Bhakti Vilas in great detail. And we have also, yeah, go ahead, please.
Yeah, Mataji, not in like Hari Bhakti Vilas detail, but and from Iskand Desire Tree, we have, no, it's actually not, Chaupati, they have one book, Vaishnava Sadachar.
Oh yeah, Vaishnava etiquettes, yes, that I know definitely. Yeah. But about honoring Mahaprasadam, about taking the water, I don't think so. All these are mentioned.
Yeah, some detail is
some
kind of things is there, Mataji. Not even the detail, but generally we can find out from that. Chaupati is that Vaishnava Sadachar. You can also go through that.
Thank you, Mataji. Like even my Guru Maharaj, you know, in ISKCON Desiree, you can find he has given the whole seminar on Vaishnava etiquettes. So such seminars, yes, you can find. But where it is documented, I think Sanjana Gopika Mataji already answered that.
Yeah, that is PDF is there, Mataji. Yeah, I can email Mataji. I have email ID in my email. I have saved that. I can forward to Indu Mataji.
Sure. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Oh, thank you so much, Anjana Gopika Mataji, and thank you so much, Kirtida Sundari Mataji. It's definitely Bhakti Sangha helps very greatly, and that's my only source from morning till night, and that's such a wonderful source of getting connected to other devotees too. So and the rest of it is all remote, because it's completely remote. I don't have association with another devotee who would be able to show, or you know, show by example or a temple. So that's why I was just asking. A lot of this we observe, we notice, we see and learn. That's why. Thank you so much for a wonderful class, Mataji. So nice to see you and so nice to hear your voice, and it's a very, very joyful experience. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you. Okay, so can we stop here if we have no more questions?
Yeah, Mataji. Is there anybody having any more questions for Mataji? If there are no more questions, we can end the call here. Offer my obeisances to Mataji and all the Vaishnavas. Vancha Kalpa Taropiasya Kripa Sindhu Patitanam Pavanepyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Anantha Koti Vaishnava Vrindaki Jai Shri Jai Jai Har Krishna Sundari Mataji Ki Jai
Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Jai Vrinda. So nice.